Cerebras prices IPO at $185 a share to raise $555B. Cerebras Systems priced its initial public offering at $185 per share on Wednesday, raising approximately $555 billion in one of the largest tech listings of 2026, according to Reuters. The final price came in above the AI chipmaker's earlier indicated range, a signal that institutional demand for AI compute capacity remains unfazed by the recent slide in risk assets. The Sunnyvale-based company designs wafer-scale processors, single chips the size of a dinner plate built around its WSE architecture that compete directly with NVIDIA's data center GPUs for large language model training workloads. The $5.55B raise positions Cerebras as a well-capitalized challenger heading into a year in which hyperscaler AI capex is projected to exceed $300 billion. Pricing above the range signals persistent demand. Cerebras initially set an indicated range of roughly $150 to $160 per share before pricing closed. Final pricing at $185 reflects book build orders that exceeded available stock at the top of the range, a pattern more common in 2021 than in the cautious IPO market of the past 2 years. The raise lands during a week when crypto markets are softer. Bitcoin trades at $79,268 as of May 14, 2026, down 2.2% over 24 hours, with Ether at $2,250, 1.9%, and Solana at $90,067, 4.8%. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 46, in neutral territory. AI-adjacent equities pricing strong while crypto majors slide is a divergence worth noting, especially since the two narratives have moved together for much of the past 18 months. The compute story crypto investors should track wafer-scale chips do not run mining workloads. The relevance for crypto sits one layer up in the decentralized compute market. Protocols like Render, Akash, and IO.net have built their thesis on the idea that demand for AI inference and training will outstrip what centralized providers can deliver, pushing workloads onto distributed GPU networks. A Cerebras IPO at this size validates the underlying demand picture. It does not validate decentralized compute specifically. Buyers of CBR stock are betting on a centralized chip designer with hyperscaler customers, not on token-coordinated networks. The token side read is more subtle. If the same Wall Street capital pricing Cerebras at 555B starts looking for higher beta exposure to the same trend, decentralized compute tokens are a plausible next stop. They are also a thinner, more volatile one. Inside the S1, customer concentration and G42 Cerebras' S1 filings disclosed concentrated revenue exposure to a small number of customers, with G42, the UAE-backed AI conglomerate, accounting for the bulk of bookings in recent quarters. That concentration was a sticking point during regulatory review and contributed to the listing's drawn-out timeline. The final pricing suggests buyers concluded the concentration risk was offset by the long-dated contract pipeline. The company will list on the NASDAQ under the ticker CBR. Lead underwriters include Citigroup and Barclays, with Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs in supporting roles. A reference point for the AI crypto trade for crypto allocators, the practical takeaway is calibration. AI compute is a multi-hundred billion dollar market, and centralized incumbents are the primary beneficiaries. Token networks like Render and Akash address a slice of that market, the slice where price-sensitive long-tail demand cannot or will not pay hyperscaler rates. That slice exists, but a $5.55B IPO does not make it bigger. The other lens is sentiment. IPO windows opening for hardware-heavy AI plays after years of crypto-only listing pipelines is a quiet sign that public market risk appetite is broadening rather than concentrating. Whether that broadening pulls crypto along or leaves it behind depends on the next catalyst, not on a single Wednesday print. For now, the most concrete data point is the number itself. $185 per share, $555 billion raised, range exceeded. The compute story remains the dominant capital markets narrative of 2026, and crypto's relationship to it is still being negotiated trade by trade.